Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I'm diving into evolution, really looking at the process of awakening that we're going through right now, continuing down the rabbit hole of what is going on in this reality. What if everything that is occurring right now is not bad or wrong, but an evolution process of our souls, an expansion of our very beings? And what if we could be present with this energy of evolution without the resistance? Today, I want to talk about what is possible when you just really jump into this process of evolving, waking up, doing, being, and creating forward, moving forward without the resistance of making anything that you're experiencing wrong, looping in any energies where you're telling yourself you still can't have. It's really, truly amazing how much resistance we are programmed to be in and the reality around us. And really, truly, how much your life changes when you really embrace this evolution, this awakening process, learn to stop fighting against this reality and really be present in your life without the resistance, without that constant energy of no, floating in your energy space and consciousness. So today I'm just going to further babble on evolution and really what I see is occurring and how we can continue to really be go beyond the space of limitation, right? You know, in my radio show, the very first sentence there, saying my mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. And I feel like really, if you can really embrace the concepts in which we're heading into, without any wrongness, without any fighting against, without any resistance to what is occurring, you can really flow with the evolution, with the new energies that are being present. You know, you guys, we are creating a brand new reality. I think that's probably one of the greatest expressions of what's going on right now. So many of us are choosing to be a different space, and that really is creating a new reality here on this planet, a new place to be, a new place to stay, a new place of ease for each and every one of us to have. And the more and more and more you just flow with that energy and allow yourself to really go with that energy, the new energies that are becoming available, the faster and faster you're going to evolve. So today I'm going to dive into that, really talk about where I'm still seeing people even getting stuck, right? Where I am experiencing with my clients a lot of the places where you have a lot of polarity around different subjects, right? So we're going to dive into that, really look at that, and really just jump into the flow of these new energies that are becoming available and this new energy of awakening that is possible for you now. Yeah, so let's take some time preparing here. So let's just take some nice deep breaths and really, truly get into being present. And we're going to expand. And if you've never expanded before, if this is the first time that you've ever listened to my radio show, welcome. And we're going to expand. Now, what we're basically going to do is we're going to expand out our beings, right? You are energy, space, and consciousness. If your body dies, you still have a being, right? Your being still exists. So Your being is this infinite amount of energy, space, and consciousness. And when you learn how to expand into that infinite amount of energy, space, and consciousness, you have so many more possibilities around you. So we're going to expand our energy, space, and consciousness because you are an infinite being that has a body within it. Your body is, your infinite being is not within your body. Okay, so your infinite being, your body is within your infinite being. So we're going to expand that today and really get into that true space of who we be. So let's put our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. And I apologize. I don't know if you can hear on your end the loud beeping and all of the I'm living in a construction zone right now. The neighborhood I'm living in is getting built up right now, and they're building all of these different houses, and it's loud, and some days it's louder than others. So I apologize if you can hear that noise in the background. I tried to choose a quieter time to do this that worked in my schedule, but they're still out there going crazy out there today. So let's go ahead and put our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down. We're just going to let any resistance just melt all the way to the ground. And we're going to go ahead and expand. So go ahead and make yourself as big as the room that you're in. And you're just going to expand out the energy, space, and consciousness of you, not your body. Okay, and you don't actually have to do anything. You just have to listen to the sound of my voice. So your being is going all the way out into the room that you're in, all the way out, all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and expand out as big as the building that you're in. You're going to go all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and expand out as big as the city that you're in. All the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and expand out as big as the state that you're in. Go all the way out. And all the way down, and all the way up. And as big as the country that you're in, all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. Yeah. And let's go ahead and go out as big as the planet that we're all on. This is a big expand. Becoming one with everyone and everything. No resistance. Man, resistance will get you every time, right? As big as the planet, everything just flows through. It's like when we're expanding out, we're making the metapixels of who we be larger. And what happens is, if anyone's in contraction, or let's just even take like evil. I know a lot of times when we're doing expanding or people have questions for me about expansion, it's always like, well, shouldn't I be protecting myself from, you know, negative energies or evil energies? And I get that. I get that concept, and I think I used to believe that there was a time I believed that I had to protect myself as well, but that's an old paradigm. That's an old paradigm of thinking, because the thing is, if someone's doing bad, if someone's being evil, if someone's doing something harmful, they make themselves really small. They're very contracted. Okay. And when you protect yourself, you're also make yourself smaller. When you make yourself bigger, that negative stuff just flows right through. And that's really part of the evolution process, is we have to shift our thinking. Okay. Much of where we have been existing in the third dimension paradigms are all around keeping us in lack and limitation. And we're expanding beyond that. So we'll just keep going. Just really give yourself that space of the planet that we're on. Yeah, nice deep breath. And let's go as big as the universe. The universe actually is bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And the multiverse, multiple universes. And times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. All the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. We're just going to bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Awesome. And nice deep breath. So we are going through this amazing awakening right now. And I don't know where you personally are that's listening to this show, but more than likely you are experiencing things different than you've ever experienced them before. Now that is because this planet is waking up, right? The veils are being lifted. Things are being exposed on a level that we've never had exposed before. And the energies are intensifying and they're going faster and faster, which means we are moving from the third dimension up through the fourth dimension. And eventually we will be in the fifth dimension, which within the fifth dimension paradigms, world is different. Everything has changed. Much of the negativity, much of the lower levels of polarity that we've been playing in these past hundreds of thousands of years will no longer exist for us. They will no longer be accessible. You know, often I hear people say to me, and I get it, I know we're all tired right now, right? We feel like we have been through war and back, right? Our souls are tired. We're really, truly tired of being here. And I want you to know right now that I get it. And it is totally time to stop reiterating that statement. Okay, because here's the thing, we are creating faster in this reality than we have ever created before. Things are coming to fruition faster than they ever have. Okay, the light particles are moving faster. The universe, our universal abilities are faster. The ask and receive paradigm is turning up. So if you're telling the universe all the time that you're tired of being here and this reality is too hard, the universe is going to continue to react and show up that same way. So as we go through this evolution process, it's very, very, very important to focus forward on what it is that you would like to create, not what you don't. Now, I feel like I say that a lot, and I feel like people hear that, and I know even for myself, remembering the days of when you're cycling and what you don't want, how easy it can be to continue to reiterate what you don't want in your life. But you have to heed this warning of it's time to really evaluate what you have going on that you no longer desire going on. Really receive everything around it. You know, that's a big part of change. I feel like so often, and I said that at the beginning of the show, right? We have to get present without the resistance. It's so important. Through this process of evolution, you have to get present without the resistance. Okay? You have to pay attention to where your body is going into resistance of information, or where your head is continuously playing the same noise about how something is bad or wrong or not good or upsetting or shameful or guilty or angry or whatever it is. You have to pay attention to where you are in resistance of energy, because that is your life telling you that there is something about those concepts that you need to receive so you can move forward with ease. Okay? Our life is giving us very important messages right now. Very important messages about what it is that you require to put attention on so you can shift and change it and move forward. I hear people tell me all the time, oh, I've been dealing with the same problem for 20, 30 years and I'm so over it. Why can't I just move beyond it? And I'm going to tell you why right now, because you're continuing to make that same issue wrong. There's a certain level of surrender that goes into the evolution process. That's a very, very important part of creating something different. You have to pay attention to where you're making any concept in your life wrong, whether it's how you speak, whether it's how you act, whether it's what you're doing during the day, whether it's certain people or patterns that are showing up in your life. This is all about you. Today is August 21st, 2019, and the energies that are presenting themselves currently are so strong. Okay, there's so much energy available for the process of evolution. And you know, what's interesting is the opposite end of that, the energies of upset and frustration are also being broadcast really strong right now as well. And the thing about those energies that are being broadcast, okay, now when I say broadcast, to me what that looks like is there's, in this reality, the third dimension reality that we have been existing in, they have learned how to master a certain level of frequency vibration that when broadcast through the things like television, radio, phones, internet, all of it, right? When that information is broadcast, our bodies become aware of that information. Okay. Now that is just a frequency vibration. Okay. And there's a frequency vibration that's going on right now of panic and upset and overwhelm. It's kind of a frequency vibration that is always available for us to choose, if you will. Okay. Now, the thing about that is your body is a receiver, right? Your body is a receiving organ, receiving information all the time. So when you are receiving the broadcast of that information, you are going to feel that information in your body. Now, what we like to do and what we always have done for forever, right, as we receive that information, and I know like hundreds of years ago, they weren't necessarily broadcasting it in the same way that they're broadcasting it now. They just broadcast it in different ways, right, through our experiences, through the, forever and ever and ever on this planet, we've been made wrong for being, different things, right, not practicing a certain way, so on and so forth. So there's always been this certain energy of broadcast information. So basically, when you become aware of the broadcast information, you start feeling maybe, let's say, overwhelmed, okay? Now you start feeling, what happens first is you start feeling the energy of being overwhelmed. Then you start buying that energy as real and true, right? You start saying things like, I am overwhelmed. You know, every time you claim and own an energy, what's really interesting to me is over this last weekend, we had a very, very, very powerful moon. We had a very powerful full moon energy that came through. And with that very powerful full moon, there was also a really great intensity of, to me, it felt like an energy that I could define as an energy of loneliness. And it also felt like a frequency of panic. There was a strong energy of panic with it and a strong energy of loneliness. And now I am very aware that I can receive those frequencies, feel those frequencies in my body, and I actually don't have to claim and own them as my own because I'm aware that those are not actually my frequencies. Now, what happens for most of us is we get inundated with these frequencies of energy, okay? So I'm going to go to that energy of panic, okay? So today is Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. If you're listening to this show live, over the last weekend, maybe even in the past couple days, you have been maybe potentially feeling this overwhelming urge of panic in your body, okay? That's just a frequency download, okay? So if you buy into that energy of panic, what happens is you start actually actually internalizing that energy of panic. That energy of panic takes over your body, and then you start creating instances within your life to have panic over. Okay. Now, if you can stay neutral and you can learn how to just acknowledge that, okay, I'm aware of some energy of panic, just like this is what I do, right? I'm aware that I can perceive some energies of panic, but I don't actually have any reason to feel panicked. There's nothing going on in my life that would make me feel panic. And I'm going to tell you right now that I can perceive panic, but I'm very aware that panic is a frequency that's not real and true. Because what panic does is panic takes me out of being present, okay? I am very aware at this point in my evolution process that any energy that takes me out of being present is not an energy that is real and true for me. It's an energy that is trying to emotionally distract me on some level. So what that has created in my own life is no matter what is going on, no matter what is happening in my life, in my world, I can maintain an energy of peace and ease within me. Now, like over the last weekend, I have felt slightly distracted, like my focus hasn't been the same, and that's because I've been getting inundated with lots of different frequencies. But as long as I don't claim and own and actually start calling those energies as real and true and as my own, I can still stay in me without that quickening vibration. Now, as we continue to evolve and as we continue to move up, now there is the energy of the fourth dimension that's coming in, and then there's the energy of the quickening. Now, these are two different things for me, because the quickening energy is an energy that takes you out of being present, okay? It's an energy that has, it actually has a frequency vibration to it where it almost sounds like wah, 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 wah. Now, when you function in your life in that energy, you always feel like you're in borderline panic. And believe me, over the years of doing this work and even over the years of suffering through it myself, especially in, you know, a decade or so ago, that feels like you're kind of always on the verge of having like a meltdown or a panic attack or always kind of on the verge of what's going to happen next, right? Like my life can't get any worse kind of energy. And that to me is a key indicator that you are plugged into the third dimension reality and you're functioning within the quickening energy. Okay. Now that quickening energy will take you out of being present in every single area of your life. It will keep you ping-ponged and always having something to worry about, always having something to be upset about, always feeling like life is never fair, like life is always going to beat you down, you're always going to have to struggle, kind of those things. Now there's a whole new paradigm available to you that, in my opinion, is getting stronger and louder than that third dimension frequency, which is the fourth dimension frequency. And the more and more and more of us that are choosing to consciously be part of this evolution and to not be emotionally enraged and to not fight against anything in this reality and to be present in your life without the resistance, the more and more of us that are making that conscious choice and more of us that are flowing within the ease of that, the bigger and bigger and greater space is becoming available within the fourth dimension. Now, for me, that transition looks like where the universe really, truly always does have your back, and it's becoming more and more and more and more and more. I mean, literally, I can have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 amazing things happen in one day because I'm in the flow of really, truly what works for my life. I'm in the flow of really, truly the flow of ease within my existence. And when you make that transition, when you start really consciously choosing evolution over the energies of the quickening, over the energies of emotional upset, your life really starts to shift and change dramatically. You know, I had a conversation earlier today with a client who's in the process right now of really understanding how much of her life she spends in resistance of information. Now, we have been working together for about 5 months. And she was talking to me about how aware she is with how much resistance she has within this reality. And you know, the thing is that's every single one of us. The key to really, really truly jumping into and really truly embracing this new energy space and consciousness, this new awakening energy that is becoming available, is releasing the resistance, really giving up the defense in your life. You know, last week on the show, I talked about the energy of words. And the energy of words is such an important aspect into how you're living your life. If you pay attention to how many times you're saying, oh, I was panicked, or oh, I was this, or oh, I was that, instead of consciously choosing to say things to yourself like, I have control, I have ease, I have power, I have, the universe has my back, things flow to me with ease, like, the way that you use your language is really telling to how far you are in the evolution process for yourself. Okay, and the evolution process really should be 100% about you. You know, if each and every one of us stopped worrying about what everyone else in this world was doing, and we started focusing forward on, who am I? What am I doing here? What can I choose that can put me on a path of ease for me? Really looking at, who are you, and what is it that you would like to choose in this reality? What can you be? What can you do? What can you have? And I'm not talking about just material choices here. I'm talking about, are you allowed to be happy? Are you allowed to be free? Are you allowed to be joyful? Are you allowed to even have an easy life? It's amazing to me, the more and more I go down the rabbit hole of evolution, the more and more programming I find around these constructs where people aren't even allowed to have happiness in this reality. People aren't allowed to have ease and joy and fun. There's so much programming around the energy of all of this. And what I'm saying to you right now is, there's no need to despair any longer, because there is space available for you to easily release yourself from within those paradigms and really truly have the life that you love. You know, I hear people say to me, oh, well, I've been trying to change this for 30 years. I haven't ever been able to change it. Okay, well, I don't care if you've been trying to change something for 80 years. Right now, today, in this very moment, the energy of change is more powerful than it ever has been. Tomorrow, it's going to be even more powerful. And the next day, it's going to be even more powerful. It's your conscious choice to continue to move forward and say, I'm done with this. I want to change this. I want to be different. That is actually creating the difference in your life. You cannot give up on your dreams. You cannot give up on, oh, I've been trying to change this for 30 years. It's just hopeless. It's never going to change. You know, the energy that was available to us last year is completely different than the energy that is available to us this year. You know, we had a very, very, very powerful shift on December 21st, 2012. And that shift started a different planetary alignment that is allowing the Earth to transform from a 3D reality to a 5D reality. I really want you to sit with that for a moment. The energies that are becoming available every single day are becoming more and more powerful, way more powerful than they were the day before. And every single day, you have more space to be able to create things that you never had availability to create before. So I don't care what you were trying to create in 2010 and couldn't. I want to say I don't care, but I'm saying it's time to give up that story. It's time to realize that you started getting awareness of the things that you wanted to create. Maybe you started to get awareness of them 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And that's awesome. You started to get awareness of that is what you wanted to create your life as. And there isn't this period where the time frame has ran out or where you just don't get to have it. Now is the time where you want to run forward with it. You want to say, I know this is a possibility in my life because I have seen visions of it for years. I know healing is possible, or I know, you know, creating this is possible for me because I have been seeing visions of it for years. You know, there was a point in my life, I would say I was probably a teenager. And there's been something in my life where I have always, like, I have this inner knowing of it, right? I've always had this inner knowing of it. Now, has it came true yet? No, it hasn't. But I know it's a possibility for my life because I have always known that it's going to come true. And I remember at one point in my teens, I was telling people about it. And I'm not actually going to even say what it is because I'm just not going to. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years of doing this work is some of the things that are in your life are really just for you. Because when you tell other people, and if other people have judgments about what you want to create, and they make your creation wrong, they make you wrong for wanting to create that for whatever reason based on their own points of view, right? Then it makes it harder for you to create it yourself because it puts these little sticking energies on there, these little energies of doubt in there. Because whenever someone else projects doubt at you, and it's kind of becomes one of those things that kind of implants within you. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't create it. It just kind of puts those slices of doubt in there, right? So I was a teenager, and I remember I was telling someone who's still in my life currently, not like a great friend or anything, just someone who's still currently in my life that I hung around with when I was a teenager, who also was a teenager at the time anyways. And I would say that this person's a friend, but I wouldn't really qualify them as a friend. So anyways, I was telling this person about this vision I had for my life. And they laughed and laughed and laughed and said, you're never going to create that. You know, everyone thinks that of themselves at some point in their life. And I remember thinking to myself, you don't even know. You don't even know what I am capable of creating. You cannot tell me I cannot have that. And that moment in time sticks out to me as a moment in time when I got a glimpse of the power and the pure strength that lays inside of me. And I know each and every one of you that are listening to this radio show right now, I know you have a moment like that in time for you. When something happened and even though people said no, 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 you know to this day. That is still something that you will create in your life. And I want to just acknowledge that for each and every one of us. And I just want to pull that energy through and really give you some more space with that. We are entering into one of the most powerful times that we will ever know. There is energy becoming available to us of instant actualization. And now is the time for us to get that. The past is in the past for a reason. You are evolving. You are waking up to the powerful creator that you truly are. When you release the resistance to truly being what it is that you truly desire to be, and when you start forging ahead, you know, one of the things when I was really starting to really go through my process of evolution, I started really weeding a lot of people out of my life. Okay. Like, I just really can't be around your negativity. I just really can't, you know, I can't be around your projections of what I can and can't have anymore. I started really looking at who and what was in the way of me truly having the life that I desired. And I realized that no one or nothing is really truly worth stopping myself from having the life that I truly desire. And if there's people in my life that want to tell me that I can't have what it is that I truly desire, and if there's people in my life that want to continuously invoke this energy of guilt and shame and blame and upset and you know, lack and that, I no longer had to keep them in my life. And when people started questioning, well, how can you do that? And, you know, blah, 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 blah. And why would you write that person out? And I started telling people, you know, it's not about them anymore. This is about me. This is about me and my process of evolution. And I don't really care who they choose to be anymore. I don't care if they choose to be, you know, a negative Nelly or a upset doubter or whatever. Like, I'm not going to make them wrong. I just don't choose to be around them any longer. And when I started to really realize that my process of evolution was my journey alone, and that I got to choose and decide what I wanted to be, and who I desired to become. And that no one was worth sacrificing myself any longer. I found the strength to choose me and choose my journey and choose the things that I desired, even if other people didn't feel like they were possible. And I can tell you right now that I am closer to my goals than I have ever been. And I am closer to the person that I have seen myself be than I have ever been. And I am 100% confident that if I continue to keep choosing who it is that I desire to be and what it is I desire to create, that there will come a time that I will have met that creation point and even gone beyond it. And for me, that's what this evolution is about. We are waking up, people. The veils are lifting all around us. Things that we have been exposed to, the lies, the corporate greed, the scandals, all of it is coming to light. And there isn't anything that you have to do about it except continue to be space. Allow this universe to unfold however it would like to unfold, and give yourself the space to evolve into what it is that you would like to be. There is nothing in this reality that is off limits to you. Nothing. And I don't care how long you have been choosing it. Keep choosing it. Keep moving forward. Keep identifying what it is that you desire. And know that the energies are becoming available for that to come into fruition stronger and stronger every single day. When you feel yourself in resistance of information or in resistance of someone or something, give yourself the space to really truly look at what is that and how do I go beyond it. You know, I know that this is a hard pattern to really start identifying within yourself, but whenever you find yourself looping in information, and for me that looks like if I have like a quote-unquote problem, okay, and I'm continuing to try to figure that out over and over and over and over and over, and I just feel heavy and hard and overwhelmed, that is a number one indicator that I am buying into something that is not real for me. Because you know what the thing is I am not heavy and I'm not hard. When I am in the flow of me, when I am in the flow of ease, when I am in the flow of life, and this is the same for you, when you are in that flow, there's an ease about your life. There's an ease about your choices. There's an ease about decisions. There's just an ease. You know, hiring a coach when I started doing my work was the 100% best thing I ever did for myself. And I will tell you that every single person that I work with, I have had amazing success with, because the thing is it's really, it can be really, really hard sometimes to see your own bull crap. It really can. It can be hard to be able to identify where it is that you are tripping yourself up and looping on stuff that isn't yours. If you are really, truly 100% committed to your evolution, I really cannot stress enough how much further and how much faster you can go if you find someone who can energetically support you through your journey. And, you know, I do this work. I actually have I'm growing a list of facilitators who have worked with me who are doing this work as well. And I'm in the process right now of getting some things put together so we can actually launch a website of facilitators as well who can also help you. And there's lots of people in this world right now who are doing this work who can help you and support you energetically. And if you are committed to really truly going beyond, I suggest that you really find someone that you match with to help you through your process. I currently have a waiting list, and I would love to add you to it as well, and I can let you know as soon as I have a space available. If you feel like working with me would resonate with you, you can email me at Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Bates, B-A-T-E-S.com, and let me know that you're interested in being on my wait list, and I can let touch base with you and see how fast we can get started. Or maybe you're just not ready yet. Maybe you want to start in a couple months and you want to touch base with me and really even get put on my mailing list as I continue to evolve here and my business continues to grow. There's lots of good things, lots of goodies coming down the works, and lots of things transpiring. So, my main mission is to create greater awareness of what is really possible in this reality, right? And it really, the expansion that is going on right now, the things that I see my clients creating, the things that I'm even creating in my own life, some days I'm even just amazed at the ease that I have in creating anything. And that really boils back down to the path of least resistance. If you're truly, truly trying to create something and you're beating your head up against the wall with it, it's more than likely because you have a lot of resistance around the subject still. And when you clear out that resistance and when you release and remove that, you guys, life flows so much more magically. You know, that's the thing I think that is so amazing about this work is none of this has to be hard. Okay, this evolution process, yes, there's a lot of different aspects to releasing and letting go and moving forward. But the thing that I think is the most important is it does not have to be hard. Your process of waking up, your process of evolving, your process of living your best life does not have to come at a breaking point of your soul. Is there a lot of releasing that becomes mandatory? Absolutely. Is there a lot of places and spaces where you have to learn how to be differently? Yes, 100%. But it is not undoable. And the expansion that you get from learning to be and do differently, the way that your life changes as you evolve, it's mind-blowing. You know, when you're going through this evolution process, one of the things that you'll start to find is nothing really even has to, like, your relationships, like the people around you, your relationships with your family changes, and not changes in a way where it's painful or it's hard or you have to have this blowout fight. It's like you can literally wake up tomorrow and have a different relationship with your mother, with your father, with your grandparents, with your siblings, with your children. You can, through this evolution process, whatever you put your focus on, and whatever you release and remove the resistance through, literally can change in an instant. That's how very powerful these energies that are becoming available to us are. This is not a struggle. This is not hard. Can it feel like a struggle in the beginning? Absolutely. And that's why I say, please find someone to support you. Because if you have someone who can emotionally and energetically support you through your process, it goes so much faster. Hiring a coach to help me was the 100% best thing that I have done in my life. It has not only created a whole different reality for me, it has created a whole new livelihood for myself as well. And you know, one of the things that I think is so amazing about when you go through this evolution process for yourself and you start to really realize your resistance, and especially if you have someone helping you and holding space for you, is you get the space of what that's like, and it's so easy to do for other people. You know, one of the things, most of the people that I coach or I work with, you know, they're just like me. They're facilitators. I am a natural born facilitator. I know things about people. I can feel things about people. I have always been intuitive, right? And I guarantee that if you're listening to this radio show, you're very similar to me. And the more and more aware you become, and more you understand how energy works and how the structure and constructs of this reality work, and the process of releasing yourself from the matrix reality and really truly evolving into the space of your whatever it is that you would desire. When you really get that and you see where you had yourself stuck, and when you really truly can see what you were functioning within and why you made certain choices that you made based on the energy that was presented itself, and you give up making yourself wrong for anything that you have ever chose in your life and anything that has ever happened to you and anyone who has ever done you wrong. I mean, it's like a domino process. All of a sudden, it's like you get this amazing light on why your life has transpired in the way that it has. And all of a sudden, and you know, I tell people this often, it's like all of a sudden, all of the puzzle pieces come together. Whereas before, you were functioning in this space where you had this puzzle piece and that puzzle piece and this corner piece and that corner piece, and you didn't understand how they all fit together. And all of a sudden, when you can see the whole puzzle and you see how all the pieces relate to each other and how they're all formed, you get it. And you see your life in a whole different light, and you see those around you in a whole new way, and you have a deeper understanding for not only yourself, but for everyone. And you quit making everyone wrong and everything wrong, and you just can observe people, places, and things from a space of no judgment. And when you get to that space where you literally have no judgment about what anyone does anymore, and you get and you see the places in the spaces that everything upholds, you see this reality in a whole new light. You see the world in a whole different way. And you see, you truly see how very easy it can be to create anything that you desire. And if there's one thing in this world that lights me up, it's that. And if you are like me and you just feel this boredom within this reality and you know that so much more is possible, it's time to wake up. It's time to evolve. It's time to clear the resistance. It's time to step into the facilitator of life that you are. Life is so much greater than you may have ever even imagined. I know there's days for myself where I am literally amazed at what can be created. Now's the time. With all of that being said, I am in a space and place right now in my business where my business has taken a whole nother turn and an amazing expansion that I'm super excited about. I have recently done something that I had never really considered, but at the same time was a choice I was making. It was a very interesting experience that I feel like is maybe even just for a whole nother show. But with that being said, there is lots of upgrades happening within my business, lots of new things working its way down the pipe, and I'm going to have lots of new things available here very, very, very soon to talk about and to step into. So if you're ready, to continue your evolution process, please join me at my website, www.jamie-bates.com, and sign up for my mailing list. There's lots of programs on there that you can join me on as well. Lots of things coming down the pipe. I will keep you posted. You can also join me on Facebook at my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality, where there I am always kind of updating, sharing that kind of stuff. I don't really use a whole lot of other social media currently, but I would love to connect to you, and if you're looking, again, for someone to support you in your evolution, please contact me. If you think that we might be a good fit, I can put you on my list, and as soon as I have a space available, I will let you know. I would love to help you shift and change and rearrange your life and really, truly get to that space of ease, that space of difference that you know should be possible that you may or may not have been able to get to. I am super duper grateful for you listening to me today. I am really shifting and changing, moving into lots of new directions, and I'm super excited for all the changes. I would love to for you to stay connected to me, so please join me somewhere so we can stay connected. Well, and you can always listen to me every week at here at Expand Your Reality as well. So thank you so much for listening to me today, and I will talk to you next week with hopefully some new updates on everything that's going on in my world. So thank you so much. Thank you for the feedback as well. And I will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.